It's time to head in the shop with Kirk, Brian, and Dan.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel.
In the shop, your source for the latest information and advice on maintaining and repairing your vehicle on KGMI Newstalk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham, and KGMI.com. KGMI and the Cascade Radio Group receive financial compensation to present this program in its entirety. Opinions and information expressed are those of the host and/or sponsors and do not necessarily reflect those of KGMI or the Cascade Radio Group.
Well, good morning. You are in the shop. This is Brian from Dr. John's Auto Clinic, Kirk from Angler Automotive. Taking your calls, 360-676-KGMI. We'd love to hear from you. Any automotive-related question, we can help you out.
Absolutely. Call us early.
That's right, 676-5464. Brought a number of things to talk about. Automotive industry news. Trends in automatic transmissions.
Oh, my goodness. What's going on?
Oh, my God. You know, people aren't driving manual transmissions anymore.
That's true.
There's a few of them still being built out there, but a lot of manufacturers have gone almost completely away from them.
I think that's about EPA, isn't it? Mileage and pollution and all that stuff. You got better control if the computer,
if the car is controlling it,
decides what gear you want to be in or what gear it thinks you should be in rather than the one you want to be in.
I think with all the automated systems in cars, people are just getting less interested in doing anything.
Well, having an automatic transmission makes it a lot easier to get on down the road while you're sipping on your Starbucks coffee and you're putting a little extra mustard on your McMuffin, and driving and trying to work out the infotainment center on the front of the car.
Probably the most distracting thing in most new vehicles.
Most of them. Kind of wonder why there's more wrecks since there's more technology on the TV screen in the middle of the front of your dashboard.
I know. Pretty soon they're going to be building cars with 65-inch HD displays.
That'd be cool.
It's coming.
Or just have it pop up and go full autonomous and then just have a put on Guardians of the Galaxy when you're driving down to Portland or something like that, and just plays on the front windshield and everybody's happy.
You know, I was looking through at some of the reliability issues with newer cars. And, you know, so many of the reliability reports, they really focus on new vehicles and that first year of ownership and problems that people have with a new vehicle. But to be honest with you, I really don't think that says much about reliability.
I don't either, because how can you have a reliability report that comes out within the first couple months of a car hitting the road?
Yeah, I think for most people what they want to see is what's it going to be like 2, 3, 4, 5, maybe 8 years down the road?
Yeah, you know, $50,000 into your payment program.
Yeah.
Things still running?
Yeah, that might be 10 years down the road.
Not anymore. Well, the payments. I don't think the car's going to make it, though.
And one thing, it starts to get a little bit harder to find that data when you get up to 5 years or more. But J.D. Power does like 3-year studies in looking at vehicles and problems that vehicles have. And one of the things they've started to see is a trend of that reliability in the first 3 years of ownership has been declining a bit.
What? How can that be?
And you would think.
You know what? It was the pandemic.
It's always the pandemic.
Yeah.
I wonder how long it'll be before you can't blame it on the pandemic anymore.
That's a good question. I mean, it was like getting kicked in the shin really hard, and now you're kind of afraid to go back and do whatever it was you were doing before you got kicked in the shin.
I was waiting for the punchline.
That is the punchline. I can't say the punchline on the air.
Yeah. So,
I'm serious. I can't.
You mentioned those infotainment systems, and that's one of
into a commercial.
That's one of the areas that newer vehicles tend to have some of the most problems is with those electronic displays.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's so much gadgetry. Who's
glitchy gadgetry.
Who's talking about building is it Toyota? Or somebody's going to build like a, what, a $15,000 pickup truck or something like that that's got basically no bells and buzzers on it? Have you heard of that? Or is it Ford going to build something?
You know, the base Ford Maverick is almost there. It's got the, you know, front-wheel drive, the bare minimum, inexpensive small truck.
Yeah. How's the motor holding up in those?
Yeah, I don't know yet.
Well,
we'll find out.
Yeah.
They're kind of cute. They're economical, inexpensive, and they've got some decent base truck. We've got some delivery, some parts delivery companies that are using them. But the infotainment systems, and I can kind of vouch for this. I love my new Crosstrek. It's a 24. It's got probably a bit too large infotainment screen, but sometimes it's a little bit laggy.
Really?
It's like the processor just isn't quite fast enough.
Really?
And so, you know, it boots up, it does its thing, and it comes up with the warning, you know.
This is when we first started?
Yeah. Caution, okay. You know, be aware when you're driving this. Don't be distracted by this huge screen. Pay attention to your driving. And you hit the OK button to get past it, and it doesn't do anything. So you hit it again, and then it flips to the next screen, and it thinks you hit the button on the next screen because it took so long to get there.
Oh, yeah.
Other times it comes right up real quick.
No, we live in a world where everything's, you know, we go for instantaneous,
that's right.
And so is it just your brain is processing and you're cooking so fast that, you know, you hit the button and 18 milliseconds goes by and that's been too long for you and you hit the
It's like 2 seconds. I'll get
two
my stopwatch out. It's a while.
Oh my God.
It's a while.
Jeez,
and then they've got an update that came out to help improve some of this. It's
so
great.
Make it faster.
So
it only takes 1 second.
And it downloads this over the cell phone network. It uses a T-Mobile network to download it.
Uh-oh.
And so the car's always connected and beaming my data up to the mothership.
Yeah.
And and it goes to do the download and do the update, and it sits on the initializing screen for, you know, 15 minutes. And then finally it says the update's complete, turn your car off, leave it for a while, and come back, and the update will be done. And I did all that, and then the update's not there.
Please call your provider.
Yeah, you know, I can go into the dealer. Dewey Griffin, I'm sure, would install the update, no problem.
Right.
I'm just going to wait for the over-the-air, the OTA update.
I would.
To come. Unless I have to go by Dewey for something.
Yeah, for a car wash.
For a car wash,
they still do,
right?
Car washes.
They do
the
car wash. Buy a car from Dewey Griffin. Car wash for life.
Man, I'm going to have to go buy a car from Dewey's.
That's right. Even on their used cars.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm just stating the facts, not even an ad.
Yeah, right. Well, that's great.
And, you know, Subaru's not alone on this infotainment system. Almost all the manufacturers, the more complex the infotainment system is, the more problematic they seem to be, whether it's connecting to your, you know, your Apple CarPlay or your Android Auto or other things. There is so much technology packed into that little thing that...
I wonder if you got to, you know, I've never looked into this, if you have to go through occasionally and dump the cachet on your info thing in the middle of the dash, you know, like your PCs or any of your computers.
But
once in a while, you got to empty out, clean it out.
Got to dump the cash.
Yeah,
there's no option for that. Hmm. I can't put anniversaries and birthdays in it, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, okay. All right. That's good to know.
You know, and one other thing people have issues with and complain about that can be problematic are all the driver assist features.
Mm-hmm.
And you get things like obstacle detected, you know, lane departure detected.
You're pulling onto the waist and the car is like just barking at you, trying to, you know, thinks you're going to hit the post, you know, because you're, what, a foot and a half from the posts on the upright posts on the hoist. I was doing that with the...
What kept you from hitting it? It worked.
Well, yeah, I'm pretty good about not crashing cars into the hoist at the shop. I've been doing it for a while, but I've never had a vehicle actually barking at me as much. One of the things that's kind of frustrating, too, is with modern technology, sometimes I'll pull a car onto the hoist, and I'm thinking, I think I need to back it up 3 inches or 2 inches or something like that. So I'll open up the door. Well, then it just throws the thing into park. So I can't back up, you know. So I'm like trying to look out the window, you know, hang over the side of the window, and anyway,
see down there, get the placement just right.
Yeah.
You know, remember who was it? Was it Mitsubishi that had the audible warning if you opened your door?
Nissan did that.
You opened the door and it said.
Well, and the K cars.
The
and
key
the
is in the ignition.
Yeah, key is in the ignition.
And would refuse to let you forget the key.
I know it
car.
Is. And the door is open. The door is ajar. I know it is. I'm underneath the dash here checking the fuses, and that's why the door is open and the key's on.
But yeah, those the driver assist warnings and some of those features. And honestly, in most vehicles, if you go through the menu, you can turn off some of these warnings and some of the issues. The system will still be active and still perform its functions, but you won't get as many of the alerts to when there's a problem.
Well, that's nice. You know, I could see, are you talking with the lane assist and all that other stuff? You can turn that off on at least the ones I've seen so far.
On a lot of them, yeah. There's certain features you can't turn off that are the federally mandated. Other features you can. And some of them, the features you can leave on where you'll say you'll go into the lane departure and it tries to nudge you back into your lane. Mm-hmm. And it'll just do that without the beeping to warn you.
Yeah, that's kind of freaky. What is going on?
Well, you know, sometimes it's a good thing.
You know, and I think of, you know, this stuff's being mandated by, you know, our government. You know, there's, you know, a group of people, like, down at our state capitol in a big room. And they're all talking about, you know, what's best for us in our automotive thing. Where they're just regular people, like, well, we're professionals in the industry. But, you know, just regular people that got elected making all these calls on these fancy things on our cars. I think it's awesome. It's crazy. That's what it is.
We're going to talk a little bit more about the issues they're having in reliability on newer cars, how some of that's declined, and, you know, talk a little bit about new technologies in transmissions.
Oh,
six speed, 8 speed, 10 speed. How many speeds do you need?
Well, as many as you can get.
As many as
you can cram into that box.
Talk a little bit about that more later, and find out why if Ford's going to throw a 10-speed transmission in a vehicle, why do they skip every other gear when they shift up? you put them in there, you might as well use them, right?
Well, no, because they just wear out if you use them all the time.
360-676-KGMI. You are in the shop with Brian from Dr. John's Auto Clinic, Kirk from Engler Automotive.
Hey, Dave here from Cafe, and I want you to know that whether you're upgrading your laundry room or ready to replace an old dishwasher, you're going to find the best possible deals on appliances at DeWard & Bodie. They are the real appliance pros around here, and they've been selling, servicing, and installing appliances throughout Whatcom and Skagit counties for over 78 years. And right now, it's their final weekend of the annual spring clearance, which means now or never deals on hundreds of floor models and clearance appliances. Now through Monday, they will pay your sales tax on qualifying in-stock appliances or give you up to 2 full years of interest-free financing with no down payment on qualifying purchases. Plus, get fast professional delivery and installation. Also, score huge cashback rebates this weekend, like eligible customers can get up to $425 cash back on qualifying LG laundry sets. It's now or never during DeWard & Bodie's final weekend of spring clearance at all 3 stores in Bellingham and Burlington. See store for details. Offer qualifications and restrictions apply.
Are you looking for an auto shop that offers honest quality service? Hi, I'm Kirk, owner of Engler Automotive. At Engler Automotive, we strive to make sure that all of your automotive service needs are met. Engler Automotive provides the factory recommended services that are required to maintain your vehicle's warranty. Engler Automotive, outstanding quality with honest, reliable service. Check us out online at anglerautomotive.com.
Some call it overplanning. At TSE Power Solutions in Ferndale, we call it foresight. Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Generac, it's not just a generator, it's a power move.
TSC Power Solutions does it all. Installation to maintenance, residential and commercial. In Ferndale, formerly Tom Sutton Enterprises. Keeping futures bright since 2007.
PNW Perks wants to help enhance your natural beauty with a gift certificate to Cucumber Skin Lounge. Their licensed estheticians and certified medical providers believe true beauty shines brightly from being comfortable in your own skin. Backed by their expertise, they're dedicated to guiding you on that journey and helping you understand your existing beauty as the foundation, then revealing your most radiant self. Book your complimentary consultation today to rejuvenate your personal glow with Cucumber Skin Lounge. Follow on Instagram at Cucumber Skin Lounge. Lounge Official to gain access to exclusive skincare tips and updates. Venture into the world of self-love and skincare at Cucumber Skin Lounge, located in Bellingham's Bakerview Square, Bellevue, Seattle, and online at cucumberskinlounge.com. That's cucumber spelled with a K. Thursday at 8 a.m., get a $200 gift certificate to Cucumber Skin Lounge for just $100 only at pnwperks.com. That's pnwperks.com this Thursday at 8 a.m. with Cucumber Skin Lounge.
The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of KGMI or the Cascade Radio Group.
Welcome back. You are in the shop. This is Brian from Dr. John's Auto Clinic. Kirk from Angler Automotive. Give us a call, 360-676-5464. We'd love to hear from you. Get in the groove, Kirk. Talking a little bit about some declines in reliability on newer cars, 3 years old or so. J.D. Power's report out, and you know, some things that we've seen, things that other people are seeing. And one issue is that electrified vehicles, both electric cars and hybrids, tend to have a higher level of complaints or problems in the first 3 years. And I think, like the infotainment systems and some of the others, that really boils down to the technology that's being implemented and how complex it is to make it all work, especially as things start to age.
Well, when it comes to the Priuses, though, those things are aging pretty good.
They've been pretty reliable. Actually, you know, I would call the 2000s Prii. What's plural for Prius?
Prius.
I go with the Prii.
Prii.
And some of the most reliable cars ever built. I mean, sure, we're seeing, you know, battery failures in the mid-2000s and, you know, creeping up into the late 2001s now. But we're looking at batteries that are over 15 years old. And the hybrid batteries are starting to have issues, which is incredibly impressive. But for the rest of the vehicle, we see those, you know, 200,000 plus miles just needing regular maintenance.
That's true. They've done a really good job with that. They kept them pretty simple. I mean, as simple as they could be, right?
Yeah. I think some of that comes, they built so many of them. You look at some of the other electric vehicles and hybrids, they build them in the thousands, tens of thousands.
Right.
You know, maybe into the hundreds of thousands, where Toyota's been cranking out millions of these for decades now.
That's true.
But with a lot of the newer vehicles, I'm just seeing more and more problems as time goes on with the electric and hybrid vehicles. About 20% more problems than the average gas-powered or ICE engine vehicle. And, you know, you look at that reliability over 3 years, top company, you kind of end up looking at Toyota and Lexus as being the top of the heap for that, you know, medium-term reliability on vehicles. Perhaps the reliability of the Prius is reflected in that.
I would think so. You know, I'm looking at those highest-ranked brands. Pardon me, I haven't looked at this page yet. I'm just kind of learning as I go here, but Lexus ranks highest overall in vehicle dependability for a second consecutive year with a score of 135 PP100, whatever that is.
Problems per 100 vehicle.
Oh, thank you. Among premium brands, Porsche, at 175 problems per 100 vehicles, thank you. ranked second, and BMW 190 per 100 vehicles.
Yeah, sometimes they think these
and those are the highest ranked.
No, the more problems, the worse they are.
Yeah, so the lower is better. So they're the winners. Looks like BMW might be the winner
of the of the luxury vehicles.
Yeah.
As you look at this list at the top car brands, Lexus, Toyota, and then it starts to surprise me a little bit with Buick, Chevrolet, Mini Cooper, Porsche, being in that top 10.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh.
And sometimes I think it comes down to the buyer that's buying the vehicle. Some people may overlook certain issues or not consider it a problem, not take it back, not report it to the dealer. And so if you have a brand that has typically a picky buyer, they may tend to report more problems than a brand that's a little bit like, eh.
Yeah, I just want to get from point A to point B.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't care if the lights work or not. I just need to get to work.
But still, some of these cars I'd love to see on like that 10-year, reliability study, because I think a lot of them would be falling off the list. I don't think we'd be seeing a Porsche or a Mini Cooper being in the top 10 on a 5-year or 10-year versus on the 3-year reliability.
I think those are the top 10 doing good.
Yeah.
Well, it's crazy. Maybe it's not. Tesla's got a 252 score.
Yeah, they're pretty much at the almost at the bottom of the list.
They are the bottom of the list here.
For a couple different reasons in the way they perform the study, they put Tesla at the bottom, but they don't actually have the worst score. But because of some of the reporting and how they track things, they didn't think it would be fair to include them in the list. So they just threw them at the bottom.
Oh. Might as well.
Might as well.
Yeah. I don't even see Honda on here.
But kind of rounding up the bottom of the list, and I'd pretty much agree with this one, we've got Chrysler, Audi, Land Rover, Volkswagen. Surprised to see Ford, Lincoln, and Volvo down there. But a number of luxury brands, Mercedes-Benz, Infiniti, Acura, down lower on the list, including Honda as well.
Yeah. Man. I guess that I would think that, and these are on 3-year-old vehicles, I would think that I'd be looking at a score like, 2 problems out of 100 cars would make me feel better about something.
Yeah.
But
100 problems in 100 cars is really pretty good.
The best one.
Yeah.
Yeah, 135 problems per 100 cars.
I need to be more picky, huh?
I guess so. Let's raise the bar, everybody. Expect more.
All right, 360-676-KGMI. You are in the shop with Brian from Dr. John's Auto Clinic, Kirk from Engler Automotive.
Have you really sat down and taken a good look at how much you're paying for home and auto insurance? I'm Derek Barnes, and by now you might know that my wife Denise and I own D&D Insurance in Ferndale. Over the years, we've seen individuals paying $300, $400, and sometimes $500 a year too much for their home and auto insurance. If we're going to be good stewards of the money provided to us, I think it's prudent we review our insurance and financial needs. Likewise, we've been given families to take care of, and if something untimely were to happen to us, it's good to know that we can still provide for our families even when we're not around. Life insurance gives us that opportunity. Don't put it off for another day. Pick up the phone and start making some wise choices. Call the agents at D&D Insurance. They'll point you in the right direction. 92-8159 or visit us online at dndinsurance.com. We look forward to meeting you.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
Think identity theft won't happen to you? Think again. There's a new victim every 3 seconds in the U.S., over 15 million this year alone, and many don't even know they're victims. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you could miss even when you monitor your credit. If your identity's stolen, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% their first year with My Name Clay as the promo code at LifeLock.com.
Bringing the world to Whatcom County and Northwest Washington.
Inflation. You have a piece up right now about inflation as a monster that once it's breathing, it's scary. When did that happen the last time that it was that scary, son?
The John Batchelor Show, weekday evenings from 6 to 10.
Last time it happened, it was that scary. It started in the late 60s and really took off in the 70s.
On KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM.
Streaming live at MyBellinghamNow.com.
The latest local news and important topics of the day from the West Mechanical Studio.
Rest easy in a cool home this summer. Contact West Mechanical Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical to add AC to your existing system for as little as $140 a month. Find them at westmechanical.net.
Get the latest news and information 24/7 with KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham.
Streaming live at MyBellinghamNow.com.
CBS News Brief. Tornadoes whipped through multiple states yesterday, causing paths of destruction. CBS's Omar Villafranca has details on one in Nebraska.
Houses shredded in Douglas County, some taking a direct hit by the destructive tornado. A newly built neighborhood with a few homes still under construction, now gone.
Students are rallying on college campuses across the country and even in Paris in support of the Palestinians in Gaza. Many are calling for their administrations to cut ties with organizations they say are aiding the war in Gaza.
We'll support the Palestinian movement at large. We'll support other universities. We'll support all over the globe until Palestine is free.
Former President Trump says he is willing to debate President Biden before the November election.
I just want to say that I've invited Biden to debate. He can do it anytime he wants.
The president, former president, spoke after his hush money trial wrapped up yesterday. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Welcome back. You are in the shop. This is Brian from Dr. John's Auto Clinic. Kirk from Engler Automotive. Shout out to our co-host, Dan from Bellingham Automotive. Now, I'm thinking he's not out on his boat fishing for halibut right now.
I was wondering about that this morning.
It's not very nice out.
Well, it's actually kind of warm.
I don't know about that. You can take your boat out. I'm not going out there today.
Really?
360-676-KGMI, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Talking a little bit about reliability on newer cars and some newer technology in vehicles and changes in transmissions. And it looks like we do have a caller on the line. We have Clayton on the line here. Good morning. What can we do for you?
I just wanted to ask a question about oil. I've been buying my oil at Costco for my diesel trucks and my other trucks, and they've all went to their own brand out there now.
Kirkland branded oil.
Yeah, so on my little Nissan pickup, got 100,000 miles on it. Now all they have out there is full synthetic, and I'm wondering, does that make any difference, do you think?
You know, I don't think it's going to hurt it. One thing that we have seen at times over the years, and this may or may not be an issue, but so I would recommend keeping an eye on it, is switching from a non-synthetic or a synthetic blend oil, especially on a higher mileage vehicle, to a full synthetic oil. We've seen oil consumption increases, sometimes rather dramatic. And that would be my only concern. Is it going to work in there and take care of the engine, lubricate everything? Absolutely.
Yeah, well, I change oil every 3,000 to 4,000 miles, so. And I don't know, it just kind of bothers me that I had to go to full synthetic. I've never used that before.
Yeah, almost all new cars now for many years have called for a full synthetic oil, just because of the tolerances, its ability to flow when it's colder out, and it's ability to withstand heat within the engine, especially at hot spots around the combustion chamber and things like that. One example I can give you on a mid-2000s Ford engine, 5.4-liter V8. A friend of mine, he'd been running the 5W20 synthetic blend oil in it. Everything was great. Truck ran great. That's like a 7-quart system, I think, in that vehicle. Is a full-size Ford van. And he went from maybe a quarter quart down in 5,000 miles to he used 2 quarts in 3,000 miles when he went to a full synthetic.
Oh, that's quite a bit.
Yeah, and he went 2 cycles with the synthetic in there, and he came in, we'd top it off, and then he changed it at 5,000 miles. And doing his normal driving that he'd done before with the synthetic blend, and both oil changes, it did the same thing with the synthetic oil. So we talked to him after, you know, he wanted to switch to synthetic, and we switched it back to the synthetic blend. The next oil change, it used 1 quart, and then the next oil change after that, it went to using like 1/4 quart between oil changes. So just the synthetic oil in there, it did increase his oil consumption. Not leaking, not making a mess, just kind of slowly burning out the tailpipe. Will that be a problem for you? Maybe not at all. I just keep an eye on it.
Yeah, I know. They're in 5-quart jugs now, so I dump that in, then I put 1/2 quart of regular oil in there with it. So
yeah, synthetic blend to top it off, or yeah, it's not going to hurt anything.
Yeah.
That's the only thing we've seen. I saw a couple things come through my news feed on the Kirkland brand oil. About, you know, who are they buying it from, and, you know, is it any good? Honestly, as long as it has the certifications on there that meet the specifications for your car, wouldn't worry about it at all. Who are they buying it from? A reputable oil manufacturer that's giving them a good deal.
Like my diesel truck, I mean, I've always bought this one of the standard oils for diesel trucks. I can't even think of the name of it right now. I've been putting it in there for 18 years or something, but now they went to their own brand, but I've had to use it twice now, so that's all. You know, it's easier to go out there and buy it, you know, in bulk.
Yeah, totally understand that.
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks a lot. I really love your guys' show. Keep up the good work.
All right, thank you, Clayton.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Yeah, it's interesting he brings that up, Kirk. I just saw the Kirkland-branded oil coming through recently, and I wouldn't have any concerns about it personally.
I wouldn't. No, they usually, one thing about, Costco's always seem to have a pretty good quality. They do get a good quality, whatever it might be, for the most part. So,
I mean, sometimes you have to question, is it really worth it to go to Costco?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Nothing like driving your big diesel 3/4-ton, 1-ton truck down there and trying to find a parking spot, huh?
Well, that's true. My biggest thing is going into Costco for, you know, maybe some cereal and a couple of pork chops, and I come out with about $600 worth of stuff that would just seem like would be really cool to buy. Well, I almost bought a swimming pool a number of years
just
ago.
Randomly running through. I think I'll pick one of these up.
Well, no, it was like, yeah, we went in. We're like going to go camping for 4 or 5 days. Oh, let's run into Costco and grab blank, you know. And we go in there, and they have this huge swimming pool on display. It's like $650, right? But this thing's a monster. And I'm thinking, wow, that's a great deal. We should buy it. And my kids are like, no. We got to go. And I went back to the thing like 3 times. This is 5-6 years ago.
And your kids are telling you not to, but you want it.
And I want it because it's such a good deal. And I'm thinking, I got the truck out there. Well, the canopy's on, but yeah, we can cram it in there somehow. Anyway, I didn't buy it. And I, at that point, let my Costco membership lapse because I thought, man, that's a dangerous store.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, give us a call, 360-676-KGMI. You are in the shop with Brian from Dr. John's Auto Clinic, Kirk from Mangler Automotive.
Get down and boogie is the winner of a new car. It's electric. Barron's Clean Energy Sweepstakes is on now with your chance to win a Ford Mustang Mach-E and an EV charger. You heard that right. Work with the clean energy experts at Barron and you could zoom away in a sleek Ford Mustang Mach-E. All yours for 3 electrifying years, plus an EV charger installed by Barron Electrical. Go solar, tankless, upgrade to a heat pump, you name it. Earn qualifying clean energy points for all things green. 1 point equals 1 entry. Your 5-time award-winning clean energy
company, Barron, is here to transform your whole home with energy-efficient solutions and maybe even your commute. Right now, get a free heat pump with purchase of a solar or battery backup system, plus 16 clean energy points to win that electric car. Find yourself in a sporty new ride and call Barron today during Barron's It's Electric Clean Energy Sweepstakes, on now through June 30th.
Barron, your full-service HVAC, electrical, and plumbing contractor. Our mission, improving lives.
No purchase necessary. Visit BarronHeating.com for details and official rules.
Play a grand in your hand for a chance to win $1,000 every weekday. But what if you don't win? Your correct keyword entries automatically qualify you for a second chance drawing that includes a luxurious weekend getaway at Lopez Islander Resort.
Lopez Islander Resort and Marina offers views, hot tub and swimming pool, and more. Check it out at LopezFun.com.
But that's not all. For a little spending money, Nolan Roofing is throwing in a $100 Visa gift card.
Nolan's Roofing is your quality solution for residential, metal, low slope, and flat roofing. Celebrating 20 years serving Whatcom County. Call or click Nolan's Roofing to schedule your free estimate.
And just for fun, a $100 gift certificate to Rhino Sports Cards and Memorabilia in Bellingham.
Rhino Sports Card and Memorabilia in Bellingham wants to connect with you. Upgrade your collection or start collecting today. Sports cards, Pokemon, and more.
A grand in your hand, presented by Meter House of Luxury, voted best jewelry store in the Northwest on Squalicum Harbor in Bellingham.
Welcome back. You are in the shop. This is Brian from Dr. John's Auto Clinic. Kirk from Engler Automotive. Give us a call, 360-676-KGMI. And looks like we have Bert on the line. Good morning, Bert.
Yeah, good morning, guys. And full disclosure, I am an extremely satisfied customer at Dr. John's Auto Clinic for, God, what's it been, 20 years now, Brian? Something like that.
Something like that.
Right on.
That's right.
Yeah.
Brian takes care of all my old cars that I run till they just won't run anymore. So, and he takes care of my new ones, too. So, anyway, I was going to ask, you said about the guy switching over to the synthetics and how that was changing the oil consumption, which, in my experience with, you know, turbine oils and stuff, that actually makes sense to me. What I wasn't wondering about, though, is when I heard that, was how is that going to affect the emissions control system as well as the catalytic converter? Is it trying to work harder because of that extra oil going through the tailpipe?
Probably.
Yeah, you know, yeah, we definitely see cars that start using a fair bit of oil that they tend to be at much higher risk for catalytic converter failure. That oil burning will, you know, as that oil goes out the tailpipe and that catalytic converter starts to get hot, and it'll start to get coated with oil residue and other things in there. That's probably the biggest risk. There's also, you can end up with carbon buildup, you know, sludgy throttle bodies through this PCV system and carbon buildup on the exhaust valves, things like that, that can contribute to other problems. So, yeah, long-term, absolutely, it increases your risk for anything, anytime you're burning oil.
Yeah, I mean, just throwing that out there so that way people realize that just because you change oil, just because it meets the API recommendations for your vehicle, doesn't. You know, you got to think about how old the car is too, and when was it? What was the oil designed for it when it was built? Yeah. And try to keep with that as much as you can, and make a big difference.
Yes, absolutely.
And follow the recommendation of your automotive professional.
I would agree with that.
Okay, guys.
All right.
We have a great Saturday.
Appreciate the call, Bert. Bye-bye. Thank you.
That was cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Bert's a good guy.
Sounds like it.
You know, he's got this old Cadillac. Front-wheel drive, 70, I'm going to get it wrong, I want to say 73.
El Dorado?
Yes.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's green. You know, it's a little temperamental. It's carbureted.
Mm-hmm.
And it needs to be driven a lot, and so it doesn't always get driven a lot. So we get to see it for the carb cleaning.
One of the original... Front-wheel drive.
Yeah, absolutely.
Olds had the Toronado and Riviera, I think Buick was doing that.
That thing is like, it's like a boat without a propeller.
Oh, that would, yeah. What a sweet car, though. Yeah. That'd be like, floating down the highway.
Oh, it is. It is. Yeah. They don't make them like that anymore.
10,000
Those fenders
pounds.
Will never rust out.
I know.
The there's fenders, more, there's more the, steel in the left front fender than there is in a new Kia.
Well, I've some of those old rigs, the fenders are as thick as the frames on some of the vehicles out there now.
It's solid.
Yeah.
Well, looks like we have Cheryl on the line. Good morning, Cheryl.
Oh, hi, Brian. This is Cheryl, your favorite client with the yellow Mustang.
Yes.
I've been wanting to let you know that ever since you fixed the fuel line, it's been running like a top, and I've had it on several trips, and I'm not afraid of driving it anymore. That's going to stop. But it's just running like a top ever since you guys worked on it from front to back and fixed that fuel line. It's running like it never has before, and I just wanted to let you know that I really, really appreciate all the work and patience you had with our car. So I was just calling to let you know that. I'm going to do it to call you, but I thought, well, I'm going to wait until I've had several lengthy trips just to let you know it's great.
I appreciate that. Thank you. And I'm happy to hear that Mustang is cruising down the road. You know, every now and then with an auto repair shop, you run into a problem child, a vehicle that doesn't want to cooperate. And you have to jump through some hoops, do a little convincing of the vehicle to cooperate with you. And I'm glad we finally convinced that thing to cooperate with us.
Had you ever seen a problem like that before?
Not that specific one. To have repeated failures on quality new parts on a vehicle. And for those listening, it was a Mustang with a fuel pump problem, a failed fuel pump, and having two brand new quality fuel pumps go in there that had issues to replace the bad fuel pump is pretty unusual. But sometimes that's what we deal with. And I think overall, sometimes the quality of parts isn't necessarily what it used to be. And I think that's what we were running into with it.
Yeah, I think that was probably it. I mean, I know nothing about car parts, but I'm glad that you fixed it. And I'm really comfortable driving it now. So just wanted to hand you a compliment that after all that you went through, that it's much appreciated.
Thank you. And I will pass that along to the technician as well.
Yes, please do. Okay, bye now.
Thank you.
You know what? I think I'm going to start bringing my cars to Dr. Johnson.
Well,
you've got such a great reputation.
Well, I have to think.
What, you don't
I
want
have to
work
think,
on my cars?
I have to think Steve at the Panacea.
Well, yeah.
Because she actually lives up closer to Steve's shop and was a longtime customer of his. And when she had a problem with her car, Steve was winding things down and referred her to us. And we got to know her car, better than we wanted to.
Well, it's interesting. Sometimes you do get these, this weird, that's one of the things that's, you know, when you buy I always try to buy really good parts for whatever I'm doing, because I don't like to have warranties. I don't like to work for free. And so that's one of the big incentives, I guess, to buy a really good quality part. You know, and honestly, you don't make as much money off of selling high quality parts as you do buying cheap parts. But nonetheless, you know, put the good stuff in and you don't have to worry about it.
Fix it once.
And that being said, you buy a good quality part, everybody's got a bad day, whatever, in this case, probably the factory, the out of line, maybe bad pumps, and you get one and you put it in. You diagnose the problem, you put the new part in. How's it going to work? It doesn't.
It works.
To the drawing board. Maybe I missed my diagnostic on this. Yeah. How can that be? I just put a brand new, high quality part on. Doesn't work right, and so it gets frustrating. But I think that's one of the things. So sticking with it and getting it right is a super important thing, which sounds like you do too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
360-676-KGMI. You are in the shop, and we'll be right back.
Welcome to the exhilarating world of Outer Island Excursions. Right here in your backyard, you'll embark on a breathtaking journey filled with wonder and excitement. Dive into the heart of nature with our Killer Whale Tours, home of the guaranteed killer whale sightings. Our record boasts a phenomenal 98% success rate over the last decade. Imagine the thrill of seeing these majestic creatures up close in their natural habitat. Our high-speed boats, manned by trained naturalists, whisk you away on an unforgettable adventure. Perfect for all ages, our tours offer an inspiring way to spend time with your loved ones. Picture yourself surrounded by stunning views, creating unique memories with your family and friends.
Sign up now and receive a 20% discount on your next trip by using the promo code RADIO. All lowercase, that's promo code RADIO for a 20% discount on your next voyage. Visit our website, orcawatching.com. That's orcawatching.com.
When you buy a Subaru from Dewey Griffin, you're buying more than a vehicle. You're buying safety for your family and reliability. Simply put, you're buying trust. Check out the huge inventory of new and pre-owned Subarus online today at DeweyGriffinSubaru.com. From the 8-passenger Ascent to the Forester Impreza and the all-new Crosstrek. Plus, get up to 1.9% APR financing on select new 2024 Subaru Outbacks. Dewey Griffin, community-minded, community-driven, and the only Subaru certified tire and service center in Whatcom County.
Hi, I'm Kim Holderness.
And I'm Penn Holderness. You don't have to have an amazing race to the doctor, but you should make time for routine cancer screenings.
I schedule my mammogram and other cancer screenings around my birthday and then treat myself to lunch.
I do too, because, I mean, of course, everyone likes lunch.
The C word can be scary, but routine screenings can detect cancer before symptoms appear.
And early detection equals better outcomes.
Go to preventcancer.org to find out which cancer screenings you need.
Man, that sounds so good on these headphones up here at the station.
I know, this might be our last segment here. Just let it play. This is why we come up here, is listen to the music
to
every
the
Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Well, welcome back. You are in the shop. Sorry to interrupt the
music.
That's right.
This is a great song, though. All right. Back to work.
This is Brian from Dr. John's Auto Clinic, Kirk from Angler Automotive, and we have Linda on the line this morning. Linda, how can we help you?
Oh, good morning. Good morning, gentlemen. Love your music, too. Love your show. Okay, I've got a 2003 Subaru Forester. I had my oil change done about 3 weeks ago, so that should be fine. But when I drove in to Bellingham from Point Roberts last Sunday, everything seemed fine. But then Monday when I started up the car, I came back on Thursday. It had a real grinding kind of sound when I started it. And then that was just for a few seconds. Then it seemed to run okay. But when I got home after running an errand or two, I thought, oh, gosh, you know, I better just let things cool down and I'll just check it over. Of course, the oil was fine, but there was nothing in the radiator, even when I looked with a flashlight. So I went and bought coolant and put coolant in, and then I was there a few days, didn't have any problem. About when I checked it again before I left it on Thursday to go to Nexus office in Blaine, I had to fill it up again. And by the time I got to Blaine, I was there an hour, so it had cooled down, and I had to fill it up again. And then from the Nexus office to Point Roberts, the heating gauge was
going
moving
up
from
have you got
the bottom, go way up high, come down, go up, go down. So there's definitely a problem I've got to have repaired, and I don't know where to begin.
Yeah, you need to get that into a shop right away. And as much coolant as you're having to add and that temperature gauge going up and down, it's getting to the point where, especially if you have to drive down from Point Roberts, that you know, I'm getting concerned about you actually being able to drive it to get it to a shop. So, like, if that were one of my customers and it were sitting at their house, I'd be asking, do you have a towing insurance or AAA? Because I'd be more comfortable if you towed it in it overheated or caused more problems.
Yeah, I'll do that right away then.
Yeah, once that temperature gauge starts fluctuating and you've had to add coolant multiple times, you're in the danger zone. And
What could be the issues? I mean, could it be a fuel pump like that previous caller said?
You could have something as simple as a leaking radiator hose. You know, but the coolant's going somewhere, and a shop needs to find out where that's going, and then they can, you know, figure out what it's going to cost to fix it.
Okay, then I cannot just fill it and try to get back to Bellingham then, can I? There is a shop here in town. Maybe I better go there.
I would have them look at it and assess it before you try to drive it like that. One of the common things that we start to see with people in your situation is you start having to wait at the border or stop in traffic, and it starts overheating, and then you're broke down and stranded in the middle of traffic, you know, worst case, at the border.
That would be terrible. Well, thank you. I will do that right away.
All right. Thank you, Linda.
Yeah, Subaru engines don't like to be overheated. Yeah, it's really bad for them.
It's bad for any car. But when you, I don't know, she had to add coolant 2, 3, 4, 5 times. Now the temperature gauge is fluctuating. That definitely gets into the, you either need to go to a shop now or have it towed to a shop before that serious problem becomes a
quit driving.
End of
it
life
already
problem.
Is a serious yeah. problem.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Let's try to. We can squeeze in Bob here before the end of the show. Good morning, Bob. How can we help you?
Oh, hi. I have a Chevy Bolt question for you guys. I have opportunity to get the used 23 Chevy Bolt. And the question is, do you know the history of those when they changed their batteries from one style to the next? It's a little bit of risk. Oh, okay, I wasn't sure with the whole thing. And this car is probably completely dead. Yeah, I know it has a 12-volt battery that, you know, like a regular car. And
so are you picking up a car that is broken and not running, or?
Potentially, yeah. Yeah, it's like it's going to be sold at auction at a different location. I thought, here's an opportunity, because my employer has a charger station I could use.
Yeah, I mean, I like the idea of you being able to buy an inexpensive Bolt, but buying from an auction a car that doesn't run, you know, starts to raise all kinds of red flags
and risk. It drove, so I guess, you know, you don't really know the stats. Said it drove.
Yeah, and if that car has been totaled, a rebuilt title type situation.
No, it looks in good condition. It was from rental.
Yeah.
Car rental. I think it was from Avis.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'd do some more research on that. I wish we had more time to talk to you about it today, Bert or Bob.
Okay. Hey, thanks, guys.
I've
met both of you guys in the past. You're both real good guys. So
appreciate it.
Thanks, Bob.
Thanks for listening. You've been in the shop. Brian from Dr. John's Auto Clinic. Kirk from Mangler Automotive. We'll see you next week.